Now, across the water, the UK Labour Party has called for Parliament to be recalled after Operation Yellowhammer documents published yesterday warned that a no-deal Brexit could lead to the return of a hard border in Ireland. The Operation Yellowhammer documents also revealed that a no-deal Brexit could trigger medical shortages, food price rises and serious cross-channel trade delays. This comes after Scottish judges branded the suspension of Parliament as unlawful. For more, I am joined by John Rentoul, Chief Political Commentator with the London Independent, and by Eoin Connolly, Director of the Northern Ireland Retail Consortium. First of all, John, remind us of what the so-called Operation Yellowhammer document tells us about the implications of a no-deal Brexit for the British economy. I mean, a lot of this was in the Sunday Times a few weeks ago when they got a leak.
It was, yeah. I mean, the document is essentially what was in the Sunday Times. It's the government's judgment of what would happen if there was a no-deal Brexit. Now, there's an argument about whether it is the worst-case scenario, which is what Michael Gove, who's the no-deal planning minister, says it was. But the document that was leaked to the Sunday Times just described it as the base scenario. So that's just the assumption of what the government thinks is likely to happen. But, I mean, whatever it is, it's not good. And as you say, it would lead to shortages of medicine, possible civil unrest, and all the rest of it. I mean, Michael Gove is saying that, you know, since the 2nd of August, which is the date of that document, he's been working flat out to try and minimise those risks.
Yeah, and among the things, and one of the many concerning things it says, is the reliance of medicines and medical supply products, their supply chains, on the short straits crossing makes them particularly vulnerable to severe extended delays. Three quarters of medicines come via the short straits. Mm. Again, that is going to cause a lot of concern.
It is, and, you know, the picture painted of, you know, sort of 1.5-2 day queues of lorries at Dover is alarming. No question about it. But you know, to be fair to the government, I mean, they have said since then that they, you know, they have been working with the NHS to make sure that those medicine shortages don't happen.
And are they saying that because Michael Gove has been so busy since he became a minister in charge of no-deal preparations that a lot of the fears maybe have been overstated in this?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're saying. I mean, which is all of which is slightly losing sight of the big picture, which is that Parliament has passed a law designed to prevent us leaving without a deal anyway. So this may all be preparations for something which is unlikely to happen, because if that law is effective, and I don't see why it shouldn't be, whoever is Prime Minister in October is going to be required to ask for an extension to the Brexit timetable if they haven't got a deal through Parliament.
And turning to you, Eoin Connolly, Director of the Northern Ireland Retail Consortium, this Operation Yellowhammer is based on reasonable worst-case scenarios, as it puts it. Now, what's the message for your retail sector there, 7 weeks out from the Brexit deadline in Northern Ireland?
You know, there's nothing new in these documents. The retail industry has long warned government and the public that a no-deal would result in shortages for fresh foods, and that it would mean that there would be cost rises. Now, we're doing all that we can to mitigate no-deal. We have stocked up on non-perishable goods so that consumers don't need to. And the big message for consumers is that it's business as usual at the minute, and we're trying our best to mitigate what we can. Unfortunately, though, no matter what's done to mitigate a no-deal Brexit, there's going to be disruption for consumers, and that's in the Republic of Ireland just as much as it is for Northern Ireland as well.
Yeah, and they say the agri-food sector will be the hardest hit, given its reliance on highly integrated cross-border supply chains and high tariff and non-tariff barriers to trade, saying as well price and other differentials are likely to lead to the growth of the illegitimate economy.
Yeah, so if you look at what no-deal Brexit actually means, it's a fundamental disintegration of supply chains across this border, across these islands, I should say. A bottle of Baileys has 5 border movements before it's a finished product. An M&S chicken salad sandwich has 6 border movements, and even the humble cottage pie has 7 border movements, one of them, in fact, being the milk that comes from Northern Ireland that's processed in the south of Ireland, comes back to the north to be that cheese topping on on top. So you can see that if there's delays, if there's checks, if there's costs, if there's complexities with each of those border movements, it means that it's going to be less competitive and it's going to be more costly for consumers on both sides of the border.
How reassured are you, if at all, by Michael Gove, the man heading up the British government's Brexit preparations, his assurance that there will be no issue with fresh food supplies?
Well, we are on record today that he said that on in the committee. We were very quick, on the Andrew Marr show, we were very quick to come out and say that it's simply not true. Even Yellowhammer papers say that the traffic through the Channel Straits will be reduced by 40 to 60%. Now, that is going to mean availability issues. If you look at that time of the year, we get about 80% of our tomatoes from the EU and the rest of the world, about 90% of lettuce, and about 70% of our soft fruit all come that direction. Now, those things are not just things that we're importing, but they're just-in-time supply chains. They have a short shelf life. That means that if there is those delays, and in this paper it says up to 2.5 days, that means there's less availability and there's higher cost.
John Rentoul, the British Labour Party and others are saying that Parliament should be recalled to discuss these documents and what they contain. I suppose there isn't really much chance of that happening unless, of course, the Supreme Court in London upholds the decision by Scotland's highest court yesterday.
That's right, and that decision won't be coming until at least the end of next week, by which time we'll already be into the Labour Party conference. I mean, maybe that could be curtailed. But, I mean, by then, you know, it's pretty late in the day. I mean, the law doesn't... I mean, it's moving as fast as it can, but it doesn't move that fast. But also, you've got to ask what MPs would do with the time. I mean, they have had 3 years since the referendum, and they haven't been able to reach a conclusion in that time. And as I say, they have already passed a law against a no-deal Brexit. So in a way, this is just grandstanding by the Labour Party.
And what about the observation by a British cabinet minister yesterday that, well, he doesn't necessarily believe this. People are saying that judges, the judiciary, have intervened in political matters. And this is sort of, it's kind of heading down the enemies of the people line that we saw earlier from, was it in the Daily Mail?
It is a bit, and there was an off the record comment from a number 10 source as well, suggesting that the Scottish courts were biased and that we would wait to see the unbiased opinion of the Supreme Court. But I mean, you cannot predict what the Supreme Court is going to do. I mean, I've heard legal experts say that it will chuck the case out. But, you know, they're independent-minded people, and who knows which way the judgment will go next week.
It would be one heck of an embarrassment for Boris Johnson and his government.
Well, it would, but,
was upheld.
Yes, but, Sean, it's already happened. I mean, this whole argument is about whether it was right to suspend Parliament, which was, according to the Labour Party, an attempt to prevent Parliament from passing a law against no-deal Brexit. But Parliament passed that law last week. Well, it was finally done on Monday. So, you know, this is all just arguing over the leftovers, really.
Okay, well, look, we're going to leave it over for now. Thank you both indeed for your contributions. That's John Rentoul, Chief Political Correspondent with the London Independent, and Eoghan Connolly, Director of the Northern Ireland Retail Consortium. We'll hear about that meeting in Uachtaráid about a proposed direct provision centre after this break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.